Jim Sensenbrenner has a long record of being a fiscal and social conservative, and that seems to have played well in the suburbs and small towns north and west of Milwaukee that make up his congressional district. But a few of those cities tilted Democratic in the 2004 presidential election, enough to give some hope to people who would like to see Sensenbrenner out of office. Democrat Brian Kennedy lost to Sensenbrenner by more than a 2-to-1 margin 2 years ago. But Kennedy is running again and trying to put Sensenbrenner on the defensive over issues like spending for the war in Iraq. Kennedy says there are signs that some of the money isn't getting to the troops.
The money that goes to Iraq and Afghanistan, large chunks of it are given in no-bid contracts to private companies like Halliburton that Mr. Sensenbrenner owes a sizable amount of stock in, with little or no accountability.
A Green Party candidate in the 5th District race, Bob Levis, says special interests are at work in Iraq.
Now, these are the type of things that these special interests are serving. They're not serving the American soldier over there. Please, let's get back to some sort of reality here, folks.
Representative Sensenbrenner responds to the criticism by saying he is trying to look over the Pentagon's shoulder when it comes to private sector contracts.
And, you know, I can say that I think that some of my colleagues in both sides of the Capitol have been negligent in doing oversight over how the money has been spent in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we need to do more on that.
Sensenbrenner says Congress has to wait until a criminal investigation into theft of funds in Iraq wraps up. With public opinion largely against the Iraq war, Representative Sensenbrenner has spent much of the year promoting other issues, like his bill that would crack down on illegal immigration.
As far as the undocumented people go, they are illegal immigrants. They should not be given amnesty. Amnesty is wrong.
Sensenbrenner's bill would also crack down on employers who hire illegal immigrants. And he's backed a separate measure that will expand a border fence with Mexico. Democrat Brian Kennedy says immigration laws have to be reformed so that families can enter the U.S. together. But Kennedy says he doesn't support amnesty for people illegally here now.
What I do support is the fines and back taxes that Senator McCain and President Bush have proposed. And they go to the very end of the line when it comes to applying for citizenship in the United States.
Green Party candidate Bob Levis says Sensenbrenner's tough stance ignores his German and Irish ancestry.
And when you get the pearly gates, Jim, I excuse the Irish in me, your grandmother's going to kick your arse, because I think that you're wrong about this. Totally wrong.
Levis says Sensenbrenner has supported trade deals that have hurt the Mexican economy and encouraged people to come to the U.S. Levis, Sensenbrenner, and Kennedy also disagree on several other issues, ranging from Medicare's prescription drug program to pension legislation and how to protect Social Security. Kennedy says Sensenbrenner is no longer in the mainstream of the 5th Congressional District. But Kennedy or Levis may need a lot of conservative voters to stay home next month to have a serious chance at springing an upset. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.